Daniele Russo. Book 4, Chapter 20 of the Ecclesiastical History of the English People by the Venerable Bede. Chapter 20, A Hymn Concerning Her. It seems fitting to insert in this history a hymn concerning virginity, which we composed in elegiac verse many years ago, in praise and honour of the same Queen and Bride of Christ, and therefore truly a Queen, because the Bride of Christ, and to imitate the method of Holy Scripture, wherein many songs are inserted in the history, and these, as is well known, are composed in metre and verse. Trinity, gracious, divine, who rulest all the ages, favour my task, Trinity, gracious, divine. Let marrow sound the trumpet of war, let us sing the gifts of peace, the gifts of Christ we sing. Let marrow sound the trumpet of war. Chaste is my song, no rape of guilty Helen, light tales shall be told by the wanton, chaste is my song. I will tell of gifts from heaven, not wars of hapless Troy, I will tell of gifts from heaven, wherein the earth is glad. Lo, the high God comes to the womb of a holy virgin, to be the saviour of men. Lo, the high God comes. A hallowed maid gives birth to him who gave the world its being. Mary, the gate of God, a maiden gives him birth. The company of her fellows rejoice over the virgin mother of him who wields the thunder, a shining virgin band. The company of her fellows rejoice. Her honour has made many a blossom to spring from that pure shoot. Virgin blossoms her honour has made to spring. Scorched by the fierce flames, the maiden Agatha yielded not. In like manner, Eulalia endures, scorched by the fierce flames. The lofty soul of chaste Tecla overcomes the wild beasts. Chaste Euphemia overcomes the accursed wild beasts. Agnes joyously laughs at the sword, herself stronger than steel. Cecilia joyously laughs at the foeman's sword. Many a triumph is mighty throughout the world in temperate hearts. Throughout the world, love of the temperate life is mighty. Ye, in our day likewise, a peerless maiden has blessed. Peerless, our Ethereth shines. Child of a noble sire, and glorious by royal birth, more noble in her lord's sight, the child of a noble sire. Thence she receives queenly honour, and a scepter in this world. Thence she receives honour, awaiting higher honour above. What need, gracious lady, to seek an earthly lord, even now given to the heavenly bridegroom? Christ is at hand, the bridegroom. Why seek an earthly lord, that thou mayst follow even now, methinks, in the steps of the mother of heaven's king, that thou too mayest be a mother in God? 12 years she had reigned, a bride dedicated to God. Then in the cloister dwelt a bride dedicated to God. To heaven all consecrated she lived, abounding in lofty deeds. Then to heaven all consecrated she gave up her soul. 2 Novembers the maid's fair flesh lay in the tomb, nor did the maid's fair flesh see corruption in the tomb. This was thy work, O Christ, that her very garments were bright and undefiled, even in the grave. O Christ, this was thy work. The dark serpent flies before the honour due to thy holy raiment. Disease is driven away, and the dark serpent flies. Rage fills the foes who of old conquered Eve. Exultant the maiden triumphs, and rage fills the foe. Behold, O Bride of God, thy glory upon earth, the glory that awaits thee in the heavens. Behold, O Bride of God, in gladness thou receivest gifts. Bright amidst the festal torches, behold, the bridegroom comes, in gladness thou receivest gifts. And a new song thou singest, to the tuneful harp, a new-made bride, thou exultest in the tuneful hymn. None can part her from them which follow the Lamb enthroned on high, whom none had severed from the love enthroned on high. Book 4, Chapter 20 of the Ecclesiastical History of the English People by the Venerable Bede.